If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Joining us now is Orion Samuelson. Oh, welcome to the Afternoon News.
Well, welcome to you to the Afternoon News. Good to be with you, Steve.
I'm glad you're here. And, you know, I haven't had a chance to say on the air how much I appreciate all you've done for the station and to wish you well in retirement. Is Gloria ready?
Oh, I think she is. She'll have to get used to putting up with me a little more, but I think she'll be able to sleep in a little more, too. So I think she's ready.
Well, maybe the two of you could go out apple picking, although I see this story out of Indiana that they're running out of apples already.
Well, I think because of the stay-at-home situation we're in with COVID-19, we're doing a lot more food preparation and consumption at home, and I think that could be part of it. But as I keep on saying, we'll never have a shortage of food if agriculture is allowed to continue its path.
Well, they've had some trouble, too. I guess in Indiana they had a late freeze in May, and that damaged up to 70% of the apple crop there.
I think it cut the size, maybe, of the apples themselves and probably the crop itself, too. But Michigan and Wisconsin and Illinois, I think, doing pretty well on the apple production.
Yeah, and I guess Indiana only produces 1% of the country's apples, but this is more, I guess, you know, this is the time when families go and they look for something to do outside, and it's kind of tough for these apple farmers who, one, have been dealing with the pandemic, and two, when they lose their crop, you know, they're trying to figure out ways to get people to come out anyway.
They are, and I've often said agriculture is probably our most challenging industry because of politics and because of weather. And, you know, we've had our share of freezes this past spring, and now we're putting up with hurricanes on the Gulf Coast affecting production in that part of the country. And so, yeah, it's always a challenge.
Yeah, I guess the blooms were damaged. They said in Wisconsin, mostly in southwest Wisconsin, which is where we'd be going, and the Red Delicious and Johnna Gold apples were affected the most.
Yes. Jim Fazell, who is with us every Saturday morning, goes up to the Kickapoo Valley, which is my country.
Yeah.
And he and Jane went up there a week ago and said the apples are a little smaller, but they survived the freeze. And he laid some of the blame on smaller apples to winter a year or two ago, because trees will react for 2 or 3 years to that kind of a setback. But we'll have enough.
That's interesting. So that was it, the polar vortex we had a couple of years ago, maybe doing the damage that we're seeing today?
Could very well be, because trees were damaged, and they don't come back instantly, but sooner or later they'll get back online, but not this year.
How about, I know we grow a lot of pumpkins downstate. Are they okay?
They are doing fine. You know, we always held Pumpkin Fest at the Gobert Farm,
right, yeah,
which is just a few miles from us up here in the Huntley area. And talking to them about a week or two ago, they said a good year for the pumpkin crop. And frost certainly was not a factor in production of pumpkins. So, yes, there are pumpkins all over. But whether or not they'll get consumed, as they have in past years, because of the Halloween situation, growers are a little bit concerned about that.
Well, what'd they tell you at Gobert's? What are they trying to do to attract customers? Because we used to take our kids there just, you know, to make a day of it. And people might be less likely to do that, although it might be more attractive than other things because it's outside.
Yes, and I think they've taken the precautions to make it as safe as they can, and that will be a factor in whether or not people will want to go out to it. But they're doing their usual things, their haunted houses, and Tom's Market's not too far from us up here in Algonquin and Huntley. They are doing their haunted houses and their sunflower field, which got, Tom said, that got a lot more attention than I thought. But his daughters, who are helping him with the business, made the suggestion, and he said they knew more than the old man knows.
We go up to the Traverse City area often, and they have sunflower fields up there. It's just beautiful. What did they do with this? Were they selling those to consumers, or were they for industry?
Well, selling them for seed, because a lot of the seed is packaged and used for snack foods. But, yeah, the industry, I think, consumed quite a few of them. So I'm happy to hear that that segment of our fall season is going to be pretty secure financially for farmers.
Most of the other fruits are more spring and summer, right? I mean, are there any other crops we're looking at?
Not right now. It's the apple harvest and the cherry harvest, but that usually comes before the apple harvesting takes place. And so I think, generally speaking, we've had a good year agriculturally, and as long as we continue to get sunshine, such as we've seen now for the past few days, and no rain, the harvest of corn and soybeans, which is our major crop here in the Midwest, going very well, and the yield is better than average. So corn and soybean farmers, as long as they can get it harvested, because I always say, you know, we can get all of the estimates, but until it's in the bin, right, it's not a crop.
I mentioned earlier, we go up to Traverse City. We were up there, and they were shaking the cherry trees then. I'm trying to think, that must have been in August. But, some of those cherry farmers are converting to hops, because so many people are opening up their own breweries now. They're actually growing hops up there.
That's become, well, it was an important agricultural product, but it's become even more important. As you said, with the development of all these home breweries, they need that product to make beer.
Yeah, we could all use a little more hops, Orion.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so, just in general, you think it's going to be a pretty good year for farmers then?
I think it will be better than expected, but, you know, we had the trade situation where we lost a lot of customers because of the trade agreement disagreements, and so we're still concerned about that. But interestingly enough, before you called, I got a call from a good friend, Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas. Mm. A funny man, and a man I've interviewed many, many times, and he called me to mention my retirement, and we had a good long conversation, and he said the changes in agriculture and agricultural trade have been phenomenal during my time in Congress, and he's getting ready to retire, so I don't know if we'll have his comics and his humor and his stories much longer, at least not that level.
Well, if you do go out apple picking this weekend with Glory, I suggest then you stick to maybe Wisconsin. Well, Wisconsin has trouble with the numbers, but I guess go into Michigan, you'll be fine.
Okay, and I'll take that personally as advice from you. So
nice to talk to you.
Good to visit with you, and good luck on the afternoons.
I appreciate it. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.